Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved angels. Hey, relax into your divine connection. The voice of passionate action is here, and we are living successfully in the fifth dimension. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
As always, and here we are. We got to jump right in, Sri. I mean, today is just jump right in day, and yes, we are live. Hey, if you want to get into the call, the queue, I know we're already filling up. Give us a buzz at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you have a mini soul reading request, want to join in our conversation, or just say hello, because, you know, we are right here. We're at the top on so many levels. We are in the beauty of the energy of the solstice. Yeah. The solstice,
is coming up.
You know, I'm already.
We got a full moon coming to us.
We do, and it's tomorrow. So that means we're already in it. We are already in the energy of the full moon. Now, in addition to that, being in the energy of the full moon, tomorrow, May 4th, so it doesn't matter when you listen to this, that's why I want to put the date on there. May 4th is also the very end, the very initiate. I like the word initiation, Sri. I think we'll use that word. It's the initiation of that Mercury retrograde that's happening this month, later this month, into June. And all of this in harmony with the twinning earth, which is that Gemini energy, that twinning energy. And that's why it's time to really pay attention. Hey, how do we successfully live and navigate this fifth dimensional energy?
It's, you know, there's a lot of things that seek your understanding.
And
I want to explore some of those a little more slowly today, because without understanding, we sometimes set ourselves up for an emotional trigger.
Yes.
You know, the brain gets in the way a whole lot.
Especially this month.
Yes. However, a brain that has been properly informed and has agreed to cooperate then becomes your ally. It doesn't interrupt the flow. And that's why it's important that we understand that we exist on several levels. I mean, we have a spiritual level of true, wonderful knowing, but we got a mental level that's kind of tied to the earthly paradigm.
Well, and this is, you know, Sri, I'm glad you're talking about this, because right now in May, remember, angels, our chakra Vastu is the crown, and we're here. We're in it now. You remember last week was that bridge week between the third eye and the crown? Now that we're here, if I was to throw up a warning sign for this month, it would be stay out of your head. Because the crown energy is huge right now. And if you're checking out the show around the time of the full moon, the gift of this full moon is that it gives you an opportunity to anchor it in your kingship, in your queenship, with benevolence, especially mercy toward yourself.
Important indeed. And you know, here's one of those wonderful little paradoxes. Staying out of your head means let your crown come to you.
Exactly.
That energy is indeed present and will magnify and grow as you relax. You know, the brain is actually like a shield. It's like it's like you got this motorcycle helmet of armor, this mental armor that prevents the divine energy from really finding its way to your heart, everyday
knowing. I love that it prevents that energy, because this month is about divine connection. And remember, the reason we're opening up this month talking about successful living in the fifth dimension and beyond is because of this powerful crown energy. As the earth is twinning, and look, guys, if you have not yet checked out our May revelations, you need to jump on YouTube today and watch our current video, the May revelations. It's a very short, very powerful video, so we don't want to spend too much time talking about what's in the video, but remember, our official Sri and Kira is our YouTube channel. Get on there, watch it, share it, friend it, put it in your circle, get it out there, because this is really important stuff, because you're going to have a lot of brain challenges.
Well, there's so many things that can interrupt a healthy flow. And that's why I wanted to kind of pause a little bit and
discuss some of this stuff. It's essential that we come into an alignment that is nourishing for our evolution. And all of the quote-unquote stuff, now you can hear a different expletive.
I think it has a capital S on it, doesn't it? That's like
there,
stuff.
There's a lot of stuff
there's
out there.
Stuff out there, baby.
That is designed to interfere.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about mass media.
Big time.
I'm talking about the political spin.
Big time, especially with the United States starting presidential cycles.
I'm talking about the religious fundamentalism.
Oh, please don't.
I'm talking about New Age fundamentalism.
Well, and you know what? We're doing a show on fundamentalism later this month because there's so much of that.
There
going
is
on.
Just
it's
a lot.
Show.
There's a lot of caca out there. and of course, you are the one that decides what's beautiful and what's manure.
You know,
and use the manure to compost fresh ideas. That's the thing. And so we just want to offer you a perspective, some discernments, and you decide how well they fit. And so the first one that I want to touch on before we go to these wonderful callers who are standing by is the notion of the twinning earth.
Ooh, big time.
Consider that for a moment, a twinning earth. You are twinning. The earth is twinning.
Everything is twinning.
And so I think what I want you to kind of begin to roll around with is that twinning is the natural evolution of duality.
Wow. Well said, Sri.
So consider for a moment, just letting go of everything else. We live in a dualistic world. There's black, there's white, there's salt, there's pepper, there's good, there's bad. There's all those hierarchical and leftsy, rightsy kinds of polarities, which is why an ancient symbol like the yin-yang, the Tai Chi symbol, is so beautiful in showing the balance between the black and the white and the flow. So one of the characteristics of third dimensional living has always been duality. And so, for example, our angelic helpers have cautioned us, if we say, please send light, we get both aspects of light, both the darkness and the white light.
Because you're asking for light.
Light, because light exists in a dualistic form.
Right.
Versus if we specify crystalline light, what you're asking for is clarity.
Yeah.
The clear energetic that is the substrate of duality.
Now, I just want to underline, highlight, bold print. The clear energetic substrate. That is so important. And so it's totally cool to call in light because it does offer its own form of balance.
And you can work with that.
Totally.
And shamans and witches and healthy priests have all worked with light. I'm not discrediting it. I'm offering,
guys, so don't misunderstand what we're saying.
I'm offering an evolution in your discernment. To call in light is to also call in darkness when you live in a realm of duality. Now you may say, okay, that's fine. The darkness is over there and I'm over here in the light. You know, that's fine. But it's going to follow you around a little bit.
Well, you know, but as you hear that, Sri, one of the things that always has tickled me from day one is when Archangel Zadkiel said, some plants grow better in shade.
Yes.
And so sometimes, you know, sometimes there's a blessing. And this, we're going to talk more about this retrograde and what's going to be coming up in this month. And remember, the most important thing right now is to pay attention to your crown energy. And you might start doing that, the two on the shoulder, you might start doing that two voices thing going on because of this crown energy and the brain. The brain is, this is a big brain month. And because of that, you're going to be seeing lots of interesting things come forward. And only the, and I'm going to use the word brain of the heart, will guide you if you accept the benevolent crown, let the full moon come in and ignite you. And as it does, you begin relaxing. And remember, retrograde, relax, remember, resurrect. And so we've talked all about how this is the month of trust, relax, and know. If you allow that to come into you, this month will be magic. And I mean with a capital M, it is May magic. Or it's going to be May madness, because both of those exist in our area of the crown. We can let it be magical and mystical and wonderful, or it's going to be madness and scary. based upon how you tend to look at things.
Well, the difference between chaos and order is a construct, meaning a sense of trust that there is an intelligence behind.
Isn't that ancient Chinese symbol, right?
Chaos and opportunity.
Yeah, right.
And so remember, when you're feeling unstable or wobbly what often goes with times of transition is an emotional component of fear or insecurity.
Big time.
That's just the inner child going, hey, something's shifting. I'm not sure. You know, okay. So, you know, you give yourself a little hug and you say, I trust the divine within me to guide me through this time of transition.
Ooh, that is the mantra of this month. And really, my angels, the more you let your mind lead this month, the more you're going to find yourself becoming frustrated and you might even get trapped. But if you allow yourself to go, oh, look at that, my mind was leading, trust, relax, and know where and connect with your beautiful king or queen crown, call in your benevolent wisdom, you're going to have a mystical, magical, amazing month, and the retrograde will take you beyond your wildest dreams. It really will. What an opportunity.
I would say put on the Beatles song, Magical Mystery Tour.
All right, I will.
And just giggle.
I can do that. And you know, a lot of you already know that Sri and I have our own magical, mystical May ahead because we are moving in May.
We're going to tell
you
more about that a little later on.
We sure will.
Because there's some fun stories.
Oh my gosh. And if you already connected with our YouTube video, well then that's a spoiler alert. You already know. But we invite you to still pay attention. A lot going on. And you know, Sri, I believe our lines are almost full.
They are full.
So let's start receiving some people so that you can call in and get in the queue.
Absolutely. And then remind me to talk about the twinning later because
we just
started with that whole discernment.
We are just starting with this fifth dimensional
it's
living
fun.
And beyond.
You know, we have a caller from Sandy Diego.
Oh, Sandy Diego?
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm just being silly.
Yes, you are.
Let's go to line two and welcome Allison.
Namaste, Allison. Welcome, honey.
Namaste, and yes, you are being silly, and I love it. Yes, I watched your most recent video, and it so resonated to my bone and through my soul that I'm just, wow. I would love to have a little mini read around that. It just was so powerful and so awesome and just what I've been looking for.
Oh, Angel, you know, it is our honor to offer that to you. And I need to share with you, it's funny. It's interesting to me that Sri, before you even said hello today, that Sri said you were in San Diego, because that's what I see around you. I see you, and if it's safe to close your eyes, you may want to do that. But what's beautiful is they're showing me you, and I think it's cosmic Essene energy, because your feet are on what looks to me to be crystalline sand. Your hair is gently flowing. You're in this beautiful robe. It's like crystalline, but it has like a golden hue. And you're just gazing up at the sky. And it's like I don't see any distinction between you and the cosmic energy that's coming in between you. It's like you're currently in a moment of divine remembrance. And all this energy that's flooding into you, it's like you're being overwhelmed with energy flooding into you right now. It's coming in. They're saying it must come in through the crown. But in your case, I'm seeing an array of light come in through your crown, come in through your third eye, and come in through your truth chakra, which is the throat, all at the same time. And they're saying receive this energy and then process it through your heart and extend your arms and open your fingers. And as you do, you will ignite your destiny, ignite your truth, ignite your path. And that the next 4 months for you shift the next 4 years in a way that your mind will not comprehend. So I'm giggling that you called in today as we're talking about letting the mind go, and that these next 4 years for you, it's like all I can keep saying is it's like you're blooming. You're blooming in a way that you were destined to bloom. And so it is.
Wow, because the whole time you were talking, my head was just tingling. Really awesome. And I got to tell you that in my house, I have this just most amazing, when you showed a beautiful, beautiful, dark, dark amethyst from Uruguay. I picked one up and that I've had here for a while, and it's just like, whoa, just resonated again. So yes. Well, thank you. That was absolutely beautiful, and thank you so much. Have a beautiful, beautiful day.
Thank you, Angel. You too.
Trust your process. All is well.
You are in such a flow. Namaste.
I will see you in soon. Bye.
Many blessings. Well, it's truly wonderful, and it's a reminder to me that when we relax with a smile.
Yeah.
Even the things we're not clear about somehow aren't so troubling.
You know, it's so true. And it's just, you know, I just love the energy that's around us because, you know, and I appreciate that Allison, her beautiful smile and resonance. Let's go to our next caller, Sri.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I have a hunch that when I said San Diego, the other caller from San Diego might have gone,
it's me. All right. Well, then let's say it's you.
So out of courtesy to Catherine, let's see if we can get you on the line.
All right. Namaste, Catherine.
Namaste. And I'm so grateful to be here with you. Thank you so much.
Well, you are so welcome. How can we serve you today?
Allison is a beloved sister of mine, a dear soul friend. And so it is thanks to her that I am here, and I am in deepest gratitude to her light. And I had I've been working very hard at allowing and being and calling in and really leaping into the fear and doing, you know, really reaching for my dreams. And I've been also doing daily meditations to call in, you know, to be in my queen and call in my king. And I met someone, and we came together like two supernovas and really collided in such a powerful way that I actually, like, had a kind of a catastrophe, if you will, of rebooting. And all last week, I was absolutely trashed. And I have reclaimed my energy, and I've pulled it back in. But I just would love an insight into where my energy is now moving forward and some support or empowerment around where I'm going to next would be great.
Well, wow. I just want to share with you that as you were speaking, you and I both teleported into the cosmos. I mean, I want you to just, if it's safe to close your eyes, relax and feel the waves of energy that are coming through you right now, because what's happening in your life right now, don't even try to control it, because it's outside the control of the human form. Whether you're conscious of it or not, all of your work, you know, all of your meditation, all of your sincerity, your love and your presence has brought the universe around you to say, okay, we hear you, we've got you, we're here. Now, I love that you use the word collide, because that is exactly what I was witnessing, is that as you and I have been drawn out into the cosmos, and I just love that you call us, we're talking about living in fifth dimensional energy, I was watching all of these like atoms colliding and forming new life. And that's what's happening for you right now. You are forming a new life, and you're in that stage where it's still, it's come together, it's creating. However, you are the master, and you are the one who can weave this into the life you have dreamed of. And so everything is conspiring, and that's the word they want me to give you. Everything around you in your life right now is conspiring. All you need to do is relax and pay attention and let it be easy, and then enjoy the ride, my angel. By the way, you're resonating with the number 8 right now, but it's spinning like crazy. So it shows up as a flower, but it's actually lots and lots of the 8s woven together. Surround yourself with flowers. Let the infinite take you, and let this spinning infinite lotus be your vehicle. And relax. Just relax. If you relax, it's going to be amazing. And it already has begun. So thank you for the gift of connecting with you today, my love. What an honor. And thank you for this ride into the cosmos. I am sitting here just floating. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste.
Many blessings to you. And hey, cosmic rides are A-OK.
I'm still floating. I mean, I'm just like, whoa. I don't know. I'm sure a lot of our listeners, you guys feel that? There's this cosmic vortex. See, and this is part of, we're in this full moon energy at the exact, don't you love that on the exact same day that we peak the full moon, we enter the shadow of a twinning solar, a twin retrograde. It's, there's just so much in the energy of the crown, so much happening.
And we all have our own ways of experiencing. Please be honoring of your way.
Yes.
I know as Kira and I sat down and hooked up our microphones and we're getting ready to be with you today, I felt this tingling all over my crown. Mm-hmm. It was like someone's magic fingers were giving me a little massage. And I just smiled and I said, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that connection.
Uh-huh.
And that connection is here. It's for all of us.
Uh-huh.
And you each get to receive it in your own way. And hey, it's only May 3rd right now.
Oh my gosh.
This
OMG.
Is going to continue.
All the way through the solstice, by the way, guys. All the way through the solstice. We're in for a big ride.
Absolutely. Well, let's take one more caller here while we're in this beautiful flow. So, hey, what fun. We get to go to Idaho and say hello to Carrie.
Well, namaste, Carrie. Welcome.
Oh, namaste. Thank you. Can you hear me?
We can hear you beautifully, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you. I haven't done this before. It's very exciting, but I was so fascinated by the whole twinning idea and concept. So I had to call. And then you start talking about this magical mystery tour. And all this just so resonates with me. And I feel like I'm on my path. I just love everything you guys said today. I feel like I'm on my path and purpose, but I also kind of feel like I'm just barely starting again. It's almost like a whole new wave is coming. So I guess I just wanted to have a little mini reading and see what you might see.
Well, first of all, thank you for the honor, because truly I am honored that you asked and to have this connected moment with you. If you can do so right now, bring your hands to your heart, close your eyes, and I want you to also feel the smile of the universe pouring through you. You might even want to just feel yourself smiling right now, because even as I'm sharing with you, I can't stop smiling. And the message that's coming in for you today is coming in from Mary Magdalene, and she's just radiating all around you, and I'm just covered in chills as I share this with you. And she's saying, my beloved sweet sister, stop judging yourself. Your path is clear, broad, wide, and available. You are on it, you are with it, and you are it. The more that you claim the truth of you and relax into letting that truth be seen, the faster and the easier everything will support you. And she just keeps saying, do not be afraid and know thyself. Now, as I share that with you, your energetic body spun around and all these angels, light beings, Melchizedeks are all around you, and they're all offering you things that are yours. In other words, it's like you have this amazing spiritual group around you that's been holding pieces of your truth until you were ready to receive them, and it's like they're all handing them to you so fast that's part of why you're overwhelmed right now. And so the key is giggle, dance. You need to move. Giggle, dance, receive. And don't hold back. Let yourself be seen, because the more you do, the easier it's going to get. You are in divine flow and things are moving for you, my love. Many blessings. I'm so glad you called.
Oh, thank you so much. That was absolutely beautiful. And that learning to relax into it was just perfect. Oh, wow, I'm overwhelmed. Thank you so very much. I appreciate
it. We love you, honey. Thank you. Namaste.
Many blessings. You know, we are all here doing this dance together, and there are so many ways to, you know, there's a cliche, there's many ways to bow and kiss the earth.
Mm.
Well, there's many ways to dance to the heavens.
There's
many ways to celebrate our own divine experience in life. And one of the things I want to encourage each and every one of you to do is get out and move.
Yeah, baby.
When we are in a retrograde energy, we are revisiting, reinventing, resurrecting ourselves. And energy does not like to sit still. So if you're being sedentary, what you're doing is making it harder. You're making the ascension process just a little more challenging. But when you are able to get out and have a nice walk in the park, or a little twirl, a little dance, a little whatever, brings you joy, what you're doing is circulating. And it's that circulating energy which is restorative and opens up the channels to receive.
Well, you know, I have to share that if you've not read our book, 2012, You Have a Choice, before you say 2012, I want to tell you that it was a timeless book. The mistake we made was putting that number on it. But in that book, or if you have that book, we have a practice in there and it's adorable. It's called the Flap and Clap. And we should have called it many other things, but that was the name Archangel Zadkiel gave us, so it's perfect. But it's really about moving energy and shifting perspective. And I encourage you guys, if you have that book, go reconnect with that practice. Because as so many things, you know, lately we've been getting flooded with emails with people saying, you know, hey, I've reconnected with your Living in the Fifth Dimension series. And guys, if you have not read or connected with our Living in the Fifth Dimension series in a while, go read it. If you go to shriankira.com, click on the Archangelic Messages tab, and then scroll to Living in the Fifth Dimension. It's free. It's all online. This series, I believe, was delivered for this moment in time. And the more that we reconnect with all of the archangelic messages that have come through us over the past 13 years, it seems like times have caught up with these messages. And like I mentioned, we have been getting flooded with emails from people saying, oh my gosh, I just found this message. And like, was that delivered yesterday? And the answer is every message is timeless. It's when you are ready, they are ready. And the Living in the Fifth Dimension series, please, my loves, go read it. Go reconnect right now. ShriAndKira.com, Archangelic Messages, Living in the Fifth Dimension.
And Living in the Fifth Dimension is truly the foundational comprehension. It's the foundational discernment for what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so often we're downstream from the source of our own inspiration, our own energy.
Yeah.
And if the closer we can get to understanding the energies that are flowing through us and inviting us, the more co-creative power we have.
Okay.
Have you ever noticed how sometimes in your life or for others' lives, they just go, oh, I have bad luck. I don't know how that happened to me.
Well, somebody's telling me that I should be upset, so I'll be upset.
You know, and there's really no such thing as
so
luck.
True.
What there are is circumstances that might surprise you. And they're surprising because your attention was somewhere else.
Yes.
Your expectations were somewhere else.
Yes.
And so, beloved ones, breathe, dance, twirl, flap and clap, mm-hmm. and you'll come into present time with great ease.
Well, you know, what's important to recognize, too, is that as the Divine Galactic Blueprint is opening, and that's what's happening, my angels, you know, next month we lift into the first of the 12 months. So next month starts a 12-month cycle that anchors the Divine Galactic Blueprint. Now think about that, because we're at the crown right now, and next month as we lift into the lotus, it's also the initiation of the Divine Galactic Blueprint. We have a lot to talk about what will be in June, but the crown energy that's right here, right now, is inviting you to stabilize the blessing of your ascended presence so that you can fly and continue a nice smooth ride over the 7-year period. This is a magical moment. May is magical, or it will make you mad, meaning that you'll feel you're going crazy, because that's what the mind loves to do when it knows that all of a sudden the soul is leading. Because you can't have two masters, my loves. Either your soul is leading or the mind of density is leading. And this is the month that you'll really clearly see the twin of that.
And when we're trying to tame a wild horse,
indeed.
Which is the mind that's used to being in control.
No kidding.
It will rear its head. It will try to buck you off. It'll try to pull the reins and go left
no
when
kidding.
You wanted to go straight.
Oh, it's so true.
And so smile at that. You know, the mind that's been out of control for years will react.
Oh, yeah.
Just like the ego that's been running the show for years behaves like a 2-year-old with a tantrum.
Oh, with a tantrum all the time.
I think think the two of them are actually pretty closely related.
I'm pretty sure they are.
And so have a little spiritual trust. Remember, the truth will be revealed as you cultivate your spiritual discernment.
Well, you know, spiritual discernment is one of the most invaluable tools any of us can have, and especially in a month where we're talking about full moon, crown, brain, Mercury retrograde, and magic. I mean, who would have thought all those words could go together and all those experiences can go together? And the reality is they do. Plus, there's a lot more. Sri and I are getting ready to open up a portal of crystalline light on the planet that has never been anchored before, or I shouldn't say never. It just hasn't been done in many, let's just say in over a millennia. And so as we get ready to take a quick break, and as we have a lot of show to go, a lot of callers to say hello to, and a lot of magic to present to you, we're going to invite you to bring a hand to your heart, take a deep breath, and stay with us, because we're going to be right back.
Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I am inviting you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos and filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint in pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa Spa cuisine, private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in this ascended nirvana. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting sriandkira.com and just click on the Resurrection Vacation Treat page. Tosa La Laguna, healing lives, healing hearts. We welcome you home.
The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness, the rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self Ascension Magazine website, you can read Sri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today, discover a daily meditation and weekly practice, watch special video and audio clips, follow Kira Ra's messages from the Archangelic Realm, and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self Ascension Magazine online at www.sriandkira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself. Remember, that's sriandkira.com.
Welcome back. We're delighted to be with you.
As we are living in the fifth dimension, as we are moving into multidimensional space, and as we are navigating the twinning energy of May that is igniting the crown chakra. You know, imagine that everything and every being, everything without exception, that is aligned with planet Earth is in its crowning moment. And that can be a very fascinating time. And that's really what we're in, a fascinating moment.
Well, you know, this twinning is an amazing word that was given to us by our cosmic brethren during the recent ensoulment.
And go watch it on YouTube if you haven't watched it.
So often, you know, we have all had our friendly conversations mm-hmm. about ascension. And what does that mean, to ascend? And we could certainly offer you some words around that, some beliefs around that, but that's not twinning.
Yeah.
Twinning is indeed an ascension process, but it carries a more profound meaning. And the meaning that it carries for me is the recognition that as we lift or ascend, duality diminishes.
Mm.
Now play with that for a moment.
Okay, let's play with that, Sri.
To live an ascended life means I'm less reactive. I'm more transcendent in my experience. And an ascended life is relative to a third dimensional life. Mm-hmm. You know, you're relative to a 33rd dimensional life, what we're calling ascended life, is still kind of dense.
Yeah, that's okay? true.
Okay, so
true.
Remember, everything has a point of view. Everything has a point of relativity.
Absolutely.
So all of us walking our earth walk have indeed been bringing in the elements of living a more ascended life.
Yeah.
Now let's take that a little further and say, I embrace my twinning. Mm. I embrace the twinning earth. And consider a little bit that the twinning energy is a refinement of what was. A refinement of earth,
well,
a refinement of me.
Well, it is. And as you share that, Sri, one of the things that is important to look at is yourself. Because in the twinning, in the refinement, a lot of times it means we're back up in the mirror. You know, I have to share, the only thing that keeps coming through my mind for this whole month is that Michael Jackson song, Man in the Mirror. And if you haven't listened to it in a while, go listen to it. Because it really encapsulates May. You know, I'm starting with the man in the mirror and I'm asking him to change his ways. That's really May. And in every way, when we're twinning, it means we have to look at ourselves. You know, we talked about soul groups a little while ago on the show last month, I believe. And we're always talking about it. And hey, that's also in that book, 2012, You Have a Choice. One of the soul groups is the twins. And it's really funny, or the duals, as we refer to them, because duals are one of the ones that my heart's always so big around, because oftentimes they come together and then they just kind of repel like the wrong ends of a magnet. And that's very much what can happen in May right now if you get out of your heart-centered recognition. If you're in your heart-centered recognition, you're going to see the magic, you're going to see the beauty, and you're going to see the underlying perfection of everything you're doing. And if you decide to stay in third dimensional energy this month, you're going to feel that you're going to look in the mirror and go, oh my God, I don't want to look in this mirror, you know? And so it's a really powerful and beautiful moment that can have that simultaneous fear and joy right alongside each other.
And so one of the discernment clues for you is if you start doing something that you think should have felt better or something you've done before and it doesn't quite feel as good, that's a sign that you're acting from habit as opposed to following the quiet voice of your soul.
Absolutely.
And that's how we learn. You know, when we start having interactions with, let's say, old friends, and you walk away from the conversation going, that was tiring. that was the same old, same old.
How long will this last?
what you're really learning is those friends are no longer aligned with who you really are.
Yeah.
And that you're interacting from an habitual framework. Mm-hmm. And so, okay, bless them, bless yourself. Let's get some new friends that bring you joy.
Well, let's do that, Sri. and you know, I love that because, you know, Sri and I keep saying, hey guys, we have a big announcement. And I want to share that when the universe, you know, Sri and I started our journey together a little over 13 years ago now, and we have always found to be a lot of power in the number 13. You know, there's just, if you've taken our Ascended Numerology course, of course, that has a much deeper explanation. And if you haven't taken our Ascended Numerology course, how come? Go to our website and look at it, you know. But there is a magic. And we have always known, as a matter of fact, when we were on our honeymoon, right after we got married, we already knew then that our life was about anchoring in different spots on the planet to ignite the crystalline matrix and really birth that as kind of a wave of crystalline light that would kind of inspire other waves.
You know, and it's reminding me of a pleasant memory because as we were on our honeymoon, we were given a vision of living in Central America.
Yeah, it was really quite beautiful.
And that vision was kind of painted on a canvas that says, down the road, this is coming, you know.
Yeah.
And we smiled, and then we went back to Colorado at that time.
And it was, what, a month later?
A month later, we were then called to New Mexico.
Right.
And that call was strong and imminent. It was like, go now.
And so Sri and I have had so many go now calls. And unlike, because we refuse to let the brain lead, and we do lead with our soul, and we always say yes to the universe, we're notorious for hopping in cars and going. And that's how Tosa Ranch was found in New Mexico.
Yeah, and we had just a wonderful awakening at Tosa Ranch and activated appreciated the land, and so many people had profound experiences there. And by the way, the brain is really good for driving the car. You know, it follows the traffic signals.
It can read
a map. Let it do that stuff.
But that was our first establishment of living in multidimensional space.
Yes.
And being able to create that sacred container. And it was ironic because even when we acquired Tosa Ranch, we knew we were never going to be there for a long time because of what had happened on our honeymoon and the visions that came in. And sure enough, we wound up where we are right now in extraordinary heart-centered Guatemala. And we have now been here for 5 years, which is a surreal thing. And what happened was, and you all know the story of how Tosa La Laguna came to us and moving to Guatemala and everything that happened. And yet, about 3 years into it, we got the message that this was not our final resting place. And we just thought, well, it meant we had to be somewhere else in Guatemala.
And so one of the things to do is to always remain open and
exactly.
yet trust. You
yeah,
know, sometimes
exactly.
it's not about feeling an insecurity. It's about noticing a growth. You know, the plant that is going to be a giant tree does not dismiss its growing phase.
Exactly. And also to allow yourself to not be anchored by fear or anchored by the brain or a physical age or anything of that nature. Because last month in April, and of course, remember, this was the third eye month, Shri came to me and said, Kira, we have to go to South America. And then we got together and communed with the archangelic realm and got very clear guidance. You got to go now. It wasn't like, you know, okay, it's waiting. You've got to go now. And so as many of you know, we got on a plane and headed down to South America and we wound up in Uruguay. And if you have not connected with Uruguay, one of the things about Uruguay that we did not know till we got down there is that the entire country sits on this extraordinary amethyst bed, that the whole country is crystalline, that there is this incredible, that the amethyst in Uruguay is, I've never seen amethyst like this, and believe me, Shri and I have amethyst.
It's a very rich, deep purple.
Oh my
gosh. It's very pure in that regard.
Yes, it's so incredible. And we found ourselves down in this incredible country in a sense of experience that, well, it was transcendent, it was surreal, and we kept finding ourselves getting further and further away from the really beautiful capital of Montevideo, and we kept going out. We first went to Punta Ballena, incredible, and then we went to Punta del Este, incredible. Then we went to Jose Ignacio, and we're like, oh, closer. And then we found ourselves being pulled a little bit north of Jose Ignacio into this incredible region called Garzon. And the more we drove out there toward what turned out to be one of the highest peak, which isn't that high, but it's their highest peak in this country, we discovered this land, and it's called Terra Nostra.
Terra Nostra, our land. And Terra Nostra is a small parcel.
Yeah, it's only 50 acres.
50
which is very,
acres.
Very small.
Anchored among 1,000-acre parcels that are presently dedicated to raising olives, cattle, horses, grapes, vineyards.
They actually call this area the Tuscany of Uruguay.
And so Uruguay is very much in the land there is very much about fertile. It's about creation.
It is. And when we arrived, it turned out that the original structures were actually built in 1815. So this year, 2015, they are exactly 200 years old. And when we drove up and we got out of the car and we gazed at the main structure, staring at us, and remember, this was erected 200 years ago, engraved on the building were ascended heart structures. We were just blown away.
This is the symbol of the ascended heart that we talk about in our Avesa training and in the Divine Galactic Blueprint.
And there were six of them, which of course is the Merkaba. And you know, there's so much, we won't take up all of your time, but there is this tree of enlightenment. It is a 200-year-old eucalyptus tree that many, many, many years ago was struck by lightning and exposed her heart. And the area is so large that now I'm 5'10", guys. I was able to walk inside and not hit my head.
Yeah, this tree is about 5 foot diameter or more. And there's a wonderful opening. It's like a sacred cave where you enter into the heart of the tree.
And the heart of Gaia. And then you look up and beautiful parrots, beautiful beautiful green parrots are nesting in her. And there is a area that we're going to create into a spiral labyrinth. And there is a chapel that we are going to convert into a universal chapel. And when we walked into the chapel, two beautiful Mary statues. And anyway, go to selfascension.info. That's the magic. Selfascension.info and learn about Terra Nostra, because Sri and I will be living there in just 3 weeks.
Wow.
Okay. May magic.
So our sharing is our joy, and to know that there is an alignment that will serve many people.
Yes.
That's being magnified now
and
as
so
we
many
move
people
forward.
Just flooding. So go to selfascension.info, because we don't have that much time left on the show, and learn all about it and how, if you want to, you can join us on the solstice.
And speaking of time, we have more callers standing
Let's do it.
So if I've got my order correct, we're going to head to line 2 and say hi to Leslie from Monterey.
Well, hi, Leslie from Monterey. Welcome to Sri and Kira.
Thank you, guys. I'm so excited, and I'm really nervous, so I'm going to try to talk calmly, and I kind of wanted a mini soul reading, but I wanted to tell you guys that I just found you, and I was a little sad when I heard your video, kind of a fear that you guys were going away when I just found you, and it's just a little, I'm very happy for you, and it's very exciting, but I just kind of need to know that I'm not going to lose you guys.
Well, first of all, feel how much we love you. I want you to just bring your hands to your heart, take in a deep breath. We are not going anywhere, Angel. Where we are going is into a cosmic realm that will invite the opportunity to connect even deeper. Our YouTube channel is going to be just as flourishing. Our radio show is just as positive. And Uruguay is just a plane ride away if you want to come say hello in person. But I want you to, first of all, feel that reassurance. The other thing that I want to offer you today, as you ask for that mini soul reading, is that your heart has wings. When I gaze at your energy field right now, I see a crystalline heart that is jewel-like. I mean, just jewels, 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 and these beautiful wings. And as these wings come out of your heart, they come out and then they wrap around you and they whisper into you and say, beloved angel, trust your intuition and trust your knowing, for your journey is just beginning to expand. And what I keep hearing is 4. You're really resonating with the number 4 right now. It's like the 4 points of a diamond, or the 4 directions, that everything around you is going to ignite in ways that will delight and astound you, and that you're being guided and you're paying attention. And so the words that they keep giving me for you is, let it be easy. Allow it to be easy, because everything in your life right now is ready to become even easier. You are flow, you are flowing, you are joy, and you are abundant. And we love you, Angel, and I am so happy we got to say hello to you today. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you, sweetheart. What a beautiful angel.
Yes, indeed.
Oh.
It is always such fun for Kira and I to connect with you, each of you who calls.
Absolutely.
Because this indeed is service of the heart. And the heart connection always adds energy.
Indeed. And we love all of our callers. And I know a lot of you try to call more than once. And we want to take your calls, but we're honoring our first-time callers first. Who's next?
We have line 1, Patty from Arizona.
Well, namaste, Patty from Arizona. How are you?
Namaste, you beautiful being. I am wonderful. In fact, I'd say I live in a fifth-dimensional world most of the time. I live in my heart. I have peace and joy every day. Life is wonderful. But I don't have a sense of what's next, and usually I do. Not that this isn't wonderful, but I wanted to see what you might see.
Yeah, you know, I love that you're asking that. And I so love connecting with you and your amazing energy. You're like this crystalline kaleidoscope. You know, remember those old kaleidoscopes you put up and you just turn and they would keep getting prettier and prettier and prettier? That is so your energy. It's like wherever you turn, you create. And this is why there's this sense of what's next in front of you right now, because all of that power is yours. And what they're saying is, you're holding the magic wand, you're holding the paintbrush, you're holding the kaleidoscope. Just give the clear signal to the universe what you want to create, and that's what's next. It's now your moment. It's almost like a graduation. You know, it's like, okay, here's your final exam kind of thing, only it's this beautiful, universal, crystalline, galactic moment. And so the only thing I can share with you right now is you have everything you need, and what's ahead for you is exactly what you ask it to be. And it's kind of like that giggle moment where it's like, oh, my God, that was easy. And because it is, and it's your moment. And I'm so glad you called today, because, yeah, you're really anchoring that beautiful fifth dimension cocoon and above. And thank you for inspiring others to do the same. Namaste, Angel.
Namaste. Thank you.
Thank you.
And many blessings to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's time for everybody to take a deep breath.
Oh, I can do that.
You know, it's so amazing to recognize that we are all on unique paths.
Indeed.
You know, and Gandhi is credited with saying there are as many religions as there are people.
Mm-hmm.
And when we consider what the essence of religion is, it's a spiritual path that is intended to restore and respect and lead an individual.
Yeah.
And of course that path is in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then you draw to yourself whatever other communities you might need around you, whether
right.
that's religious, spiritual, or otherwise. And speaking of communities around us, I know we have time to say hello to one more person. So I'd like to head to line 5 and let's welcome Deanna from Maine.
Namaste, Deanna. Welcome to Sri and Kira.
Maria from New York.
Okay.
We can do that.
We can do that. Hey, sweetheart. Welcome.
How are you? I am doing great. Thank you.
I love how the universe said you had to be on today.
I've never called in before, and I'm like, wow, I just felt the calling to do so. So I feel so blessed. And I'm so excited for everything that's happening for you. My heart is so with you in Uruguay. You have no idea.
I feel it.
Yes, it's funny. I'm really guided to do a lot of the Essene readings again from the long time ago. I was wondering if you could give me a little mini soul reading. I'm in the process. It feels like my life is shifting big time, and I am so excited about May. I feel like it's really like a month of for me to bloom and just step out completely of whatever was left. To move forward, and I'm being called to move down in the Florida area,
mm-hmm.
and I would just love some guidance, and if you could just, anything that...
Oh, absolutely. Well, first of all,
love it.
I'm actually kind of giggling, and the reason I'm giggling is May for you actually means move. It's like the M for you means movement. The whole time you were talking, even before you said you were called to Florida and all that, the whole time you were talking, all I heard was movement, movement, movement. This is your month to put everything into action. Do not remain stagnant. I mean, everything around you right now, I'm actually out of breath because I feel like, okay, you've got to do this, you've got to do this, you've got to do this, you've got to do this. And it's all awesome. However, May is your month of movement. And even as I share that with you, the whole room is spinning and I'm spinning because this movement for you is uplifting. It's supportive. It's abundant. It's life-affirming. It's just fabulous. And this entire month is your magical movement month. And I am so grateful you could get through today. I'm so grateful that the, quote, accident of your call coming on right now, because it's all about movement and trusting the magic. You reached out and made the call. You got on the show. You reach out to do something else. It's going to happen. This is your month, baby. And I am so happy for you. I am jumping up and down. I am Snoopy dancing with you. And I am just loving you. And thank you so much for trusting yourself, because go for it. Just go for it. This is your month. It's like, you know, if you ever want to use the word, the stars are aligned, they are. This is your month. We love you. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Thank you. Love you.
We love you too, Angel.
Well, that's a wonderful, wonderful energy.
Whoa, I think I'm
going to
fall out of my chair, Sri. I am really that dizzy. Wow. Wow.
And believe me, listeners, when Kira gets dizzy.
Kira gets dizzy.
Because she has been connecting across Woo! Time and space with each and every
wow.
one of you.
And exhausted. Wow.
Yeah. And so what we want to say to you is thank you so much for participating. Mm-hmm. And for those of you that we did not get to you.
We love you. Please call back.
Please, yeah, feel our hearts reaching out to you. If there's something that's really present in your mind, you know, the email's available, guest@shriandkiraradio.com, and we'll likely read your question on air so that you kind of get in the queue early.
Yeah.
And of course, there's always the phone next week. But between now and then, remember, we are in an uplifting time that is activating our crowns. And the crown is your connection to the divine. The crown is your connection to divine wisdom, which is the big truth. You know, there's worldly truth, there's childhood truth, there's all kinds of truths, but when we're anchored in our crown, we're connected to the context of the universe.
So, beloved angels, claim your benevolent crown energy. Trust yourself, relax, and know. And as you do, your May magic will unfold, and invite yourself to have an extraordinary journey as the twinning supports you and your multidimensional beingness.
And until we have the joy to be with you again live, may you know that all is truly well. See you next week.
Thank you for joining us at Shri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at shriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.